Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
What if I told you I could hand-deliver the assassin to you?
Really?
We don't know. An interdictor cruiser! I don't know if I can get you out of this, but I can try.
He gave the data card to you?
For safekeeping.
Whoever is tracking that thing, I hope they're on our side.
You'll create a static field around the entire ship.
That's what I'm counting on. Hopefully the tractor beam won't hold.
Sir, I'm picking up strange power fluctuations all over their hull.
Fire!
We're clear of the beam, sir.
Course laid into Mahaley.
Punch it!
With Vader dead and the Emperor not yet resurrected, I thought I would find his newest apprentice for him.
Stowed away on my own ship, did you?
Holy Sith?
Take some cover, will you, Haj? Maybe try to do something useful.
Kari, you can't go through,
Haj,
they have...
This isn't a Hydra spanner.
Oh, look. The little girl fancies herself a Jedi.
My business is not with you. It's with him. Where is my uncle, Zell?
You couldn't sense her aboard your ship.
The Emperor's death has left a void in the Force. I can barely sense her now.
Well, this is certainly awkward.
Come on, Hodge, pick the lock. Pick the lock, it's not that difficult. Sure, you can hack your way into the Imperial subnet, weasel your way through a customs checkpoint and get into Kurt and Lou's private files, but you can't open a friggin' door! Well, if I wanted to close the bay doors, I would've gone over there to do it!
What is he doing?
He can't do anything. It's a secure system.
Oh, maybe, but what is he trying to do?
It's called creating a diversion.
Hacks!
Yeah, leaving after I get the rat off my ship.
Leaving so soon, Zell? You're a clever one.
You might want to be careful then.
Stop me, will you? All I need is a clear shot.
Come on, you've almost got it. There! Now to do something useful. Weapons. Where the frag are the weapons? Nope. Nuh-uh.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
No, do not self-destruct!
Self-destruct sequence deactivated.
Can't you figure out how to activate the weapon systems, you worthless pile of-
Weapon system online.
Finally! Alright, let's see if we can- Oh, Sith spawn. How do I turn this thing around?
You're getting tired.
I'm a little out of practice.
And out of shape.
It wasn't always this way.
My skill has improved.
Yes, I see that. No matter, you will not win.
I told you I would never call you master. Nice try.
Blast it!
Why don't you try me face to face?
Fine. Would be a shame to see a pretty little thing like you dead.
Yeah, it would.
It's coming from that direction.
If it's in the trees, I can't land this thing in there.
Why not?
This is a pleasure cruiser, not some Mon Calamari shipyard frigate. The outer hull could rupture if we hit enough trees or even a hidden rock.
I thought that would be the case. What smaller craft do you have?
Speeder bikes.
Unarmed, I imagine.
They're the only things that'll get you through those trees.
Fine. Let's do it.
Helm, take us down. If you'll follow me.
Zarlan was wise to hide you from me.
Yeah? And why is that?
It would've pissed me off, that's why.
Well, we couldn't have had that, could we? Your anger clouds your mind.
It clouds nothing. It gives me strength.
Strength enough for the moment. How long can you sustain it?
What do you fight for, little girl? You realize the Jedi will never return.
For my uncle. And for Morgan.
How precious. The little girl's in love, is she? Tell me, how long did you scream when his ship crashed and his carcass burned? you are capable of hate after all.
Do you have any idea what to do when we get there?
No. I wasn't aware of any Imperial bases on the Haven. If it even is Imperial, then it was established by the Emperor himself.
Corporal, what's your gut feeling on this?
I don't like it.
What's the matter?
This Imperial base. There are no records about it. It's just nerves, that's all.
This is the first time you've scared me, Horn.
So, Sinar Technologies Basic Owner's Manual. Let's see, basic ignition sequence. Fine. Find the green engine igniter switch located directly above the pilot's chair. Check. Charge the repulsor coils with the green sliders located directly to the left of the igniter switch. Check. Find the orange catalytic ion synapse switches. Okay, activate them in the appropriate sequence per the serial sequence code found on your owner's code sequence addendum. Ah, Sith spawn! I guess it's time to hack this thing.
Did you see the lights flashing in the hangar?
Yeah, I saw them.
What's going on in there?
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
One door into the base.
Unguarded.
I don't like it.
I could try the boot.
The boot?
He has energy neutralizers built into them. When we were being held on Morja, he lifted his feet above his head.
I don't like this.
Really, Horn? You think?
We'd better knock, I suppose.
What? And you expect the door to just... Goodness gracious me!
You sound like a stuffy protocol droid.
Oh, switch off.
Ow.
They had an external bomb door.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
After you.
What?
It was your idea.
All right, let's go then.
So what is to become of us, girl?
Clearly, I'm waiting for you to make a fatal mistake.
Not likely.
Oh?
No, you're on strange ground here.
What are you getting at? Hey, come back here!
Shouldn't we have expected better security than this?
I don't think they counted on people just walking up to the base. I think someone is being distracted up there.
Or it's a trap!
What's your point?
Well, I'd like a plan better than this, that's all.
Well, what kind of plan would you like?
Stop arguing, you two. We don't have the luxury of a plan.
She's right. We don't know what we're going to run into up here.
Looks like some sort of training area.
I don't get it. There's plasteel crates lying about in piles, circles painted on the floor. Doesn't look like any Imperial training facility that I've seen.
That's because it's not Imperial, per se.
What?
It's a Sith training facility.
No way.
Established by the Emperor himself, just as you thought.
Which is why it didn't show up on the records. I told you I didn't like it.
Freeze!
Take cover!
Blast!
What in the name of...
Battle droids from the Galactic Civil War!
What? But they must be more than 30 years old!
They're in fine condition now!
I thought the Emperor hated droids.
Guess he wasn't the only Sith in the galaxy.
You can't hold them off with those shields.
Stop!
I'm thinking!
Just follow me through the bay doors, girl.
Intruder alert.
What are they already shooting at?
Intruder alert.
I thought they fixed that.
Intruder alert.
Oh, no. Stark!
Where is he going? You won't get away from me that easy. Battle droids? Morgan!
The bay doors!
Is that Zell?
Yeah!
Who's the other? Oh, my stars.
What? Who? No, it can't be.
Come on, big girl. Let's finish this.
With pleasure.
I have you now. Stand down. One more move and the girl dies. Toss your blasters out here to me.
Do as he says.
Now come out here where I can see you. You didn't think you would actually stop me, did you, Stark?
The thought crossed my mind.
Right, I'll bet you did. Droids, kill them all.
Roger, roger.
What?
Woohoo! There is nothing I can't hack! Nothing!
Karia, no!
Carol! You can't help her now. Blast it.
Fire, you idiot droids!
Roger, roger.
Hide! Aiella! Aiella! Aiella, wake up! Blast it! Enough is enough.
Where is he going?
He's going around. Here.
Now.
This is a thermal detonator. This is a smoke grenade. Throw the detonator at the destroyers.
The what?
The droids with the shields.
Got it.
I'll give us cover.
For what?
Just throw it.
Hey! What the? My lightsaber. What are you doing?
Going for my blaster... now!
Oh no, you don't. So what are you waiting for, Stark? Shoot!
I was about to say the same thing.
It was always going to come down to this, wasn't it? You and me, blaster to blaster, staring down each other's barrels... Neither one willing to end the rivalry that kept us going.
Oh, I don't know. I could stand to see it end.
Well, it's not going down like that.
No?
No, you see... I, for one, am quite unwilling to die.
Excuse me.
What?
Arburn Cell? You are under arrest. For murder... and assassination... and assaulting... Corset!
Thanks for the distraction, Stark.
No problem.
How's with Siri?
She'll be all right.
Aiella?
Oh, it's Lieutenant. Corporal.
You've been having a bad few days, Lieutenant.
Tell me about it. Did we get him?
Correction. The Corporal got him.
Good work, Corporal.
Yeah, I... distracted him with my throat.
What about the assassinations? The proof?
That is right in here.
The data card?
Everything you need to prove his guilt.
Thank you, Haj. I may have to overlook your hacking into Curtin Lure's files.
Excellent idea, Lieutenant.
I don't know how to thank you, Stark. We would never have got to him without you.
I died in an explosion at the water treatment plant. Remember?
I think I recall something about that.
Mission accomplished, then. I guess Bellagra will return you to Morja.
Horn, quiet. If we don't get Gil's ship back to him...
Here's to another long trip and a space cow.
Let's get out of here. Well, our Corsec friends have offloaded and are on their way to Corellia.
So, everything checks out?
The information implicating the huts has been destroyed.
Well, that simplifies things.
You did good out there, kid.
Thank you, sir.
I think it's time you stopped calling me sir. I'm ready to make you full partner in the operation.
What? Partner? Really?
We won't be able to go back to Corellia.
That's okay. I never really liked that place anyway.
Neither did your mother.
This is so wizard! Thanks, Dad.
Wait a minute. Dad?
Yeah. You didn't know?
Haj Declan?
It's my mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Besides, you have something against code names?
All right. Carol, listen. About Karia.
It's not your fault, Morgan. Who knew she was a Jedi?
But I told her to find you.
And find me she did. She knew what she was getting herself into. She knew the dangers.
All right. Thank you. I'll be back. I'm going to go check on our guest.
Don't spend too much time back there.
What? Me?
I'll look the other way. I promise.
You would, you old miscreant. So, looks like you're my prisoner. I love having a captive audience. Don't look at me like that. Aren't you comfortable enough?
Why don't you come over here and we'll find out.
How's the arm?
It'll mend.
Are you sure about doing this?
Wherever you're going, Morgan. I've always felt that way.
It'll be dangerous.
Really? You don't say.
You know, I have always wondered what it would be like to partner with a Jedi.
I'm not a Jedi. Yet.
You know, it's a long flight to where we're going.
I've got a few ideas.
Wow. What was that?
The Force can have a strong impact on the weak-minded.
You know how to make me weak, sweetheart.
That line was weak.
Hey, I'm trying here.
Then shut up and kiss me again.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Lore?
I wish to see the prisoner.
Yes, sir.
And get me his personal effects.
Sir?
Now, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir!
There you are.
Come to pay your respects?
The Corsic people are satisfied at this point. They caught the killer and he'll be executed in short order. Very privately, I might add.
So it appears you have my freedom in your hands.
So it does. I'm releasing you, of course. You will find your ship free of the impound.
Good.
You have to change your name again.
Fine.
Starting to sound rather ungrateful. No matter. This is my final act in your favor. You did well with the Council, but now it seems I tire of your presence.
So the feeling's mutual.
You'd like to remain in your cell?
I'm sorry, sir.
Very well. Should I ever find you in my hair again, you will of course be pursued with great prejudice.
Honestly, Lore, I expect nothing less.
His effects, sir.
Ah, thank you. Remove the bars, please.
Sir.
You're free to go. I trust I will never see you again.
Not bloody likely. I'll find you again, Stark. And next time, you won't be so lucky.
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, an original Star Wars audio drama written and directed by Jim Perry, including some characters and situations created by George Lucas, Michael A. Stackpole, and Peter Schweighofer. Starring the voice talents of Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Silas Carter as Caria Doran, Chris Dickey as Haj Declan, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri, Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness, Hazen Nestor as Rogan Kirill, Devin Cox as Zarlon, Joe Harrison as General Janice, and Michael Spence as Carol Doran. With very special guest stars, podcasting's Rich Siegfried as Gil Bastra and the Bartender, T. Morris as Ergon, Scott Sigler as Relgus, J.C. Hutchins as Snutch, P.G. Holyfield as Officer Number 1, Billy Flynn as Officer Number 2, Chris Lester as Captain Stein, John Stollard, the Vicar, as the stage manager. Nathan P. Butler as the Star Destroyer Captain, Martin Casserly as Curtin Lure. With appearances by Brand Gamblin, Schwa Mulliken, Tom Martin, Tony Mast, Jonathan Geisel, Zach Ricks, and Thomas Reed. Additional voices were provided by Joe Harrison, Jim Perry, R. Douglas Barbieri as announcer number one, and Lucy Perry as announcer number two. Casting, voice mix, and music mix by Jim Perry. Music selections were from the Star Wars film soundtracks by John Williams, Star Wars The Clone Wars movie soundtrack by Kevin Kiner, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade by John Williams. Sound effects, mixing, and vocal effects by Joe Harrison. Sound design by Ben Burt for Lucasfilm Limited. Original sound and vocal effects by Joe Harrison for Warbird Digital. Sound effects were provided by LucasArts, Skywalker Sound, and Sony Pictures. Sound design made possible by use of Audacity, Goldwave, Adobe Audition, and Sony SoundForge. Jim Perry wishes to thank his wife and family for their support, the outstanding voice cast who worked so hard to get it right, and especially Joe Harrison, the best sound effects man in podcasting. Without him, this project would never have seen the light of day. Joe Harrison wishes to thank Ben Burt, Brian Daly, and Tom Vagley for acting as inspiration to his work. Additional thanks to his friends and family for their encouragement and support. And a very special thanks to Jim Perry for bringing him along on this incredible journey into the mind's eye and beyond. Star Wars, codenamed Starkeeper, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited and Sony Music. No infringing claims are intended. Special thanks on behalf of all Star Wars fans to George Lucas for creating the sandbox and allowing us, the fans, to play in it. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio. May the Force be with you.